531. As we continue our celebrations of Whahi Tapu, Whangahau Niue, Niue Language Week 2021, we're joined now by Roxanne Scanlon, a student with the Pasifika Education Centre, who about 5 weeks ago took the leap of faith towards learning Whangahau Niue. Roxanne joins us now to share her journey as a proud Niuean and New Zealand-born Niuean about her Whangahau Niue journey. Whakalofalahi atu, Roxanne, and thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Whakalofalahi atu, Brian.
Well, firstly, Roxanne, let's begin with the usual introductions. Which villages in Niue you're proudly representing this afternoon, and maybe tell us a little bit about your family.
Wonderful. Obviously, Niue, New Zealand born. My parents are, my mum's from Lakepa, father's Tuapa, currently doing a everyday conversation Whangahau Niue course with alongside my husband. We have 6 children, and so they get involved as well. And we're enjoying the journey so far.
Now, Roxanne, what prompted, motivated you to take up Whangahau Niue lessons?
So for a long time, obviously not knowing the language myself, having grown up with my great-grandfather living with us, he taught us how to count in Niuean. And that was probably 5 or 6. And I guess that seed planted in me a lot earlier on in my childhood helped me to gain a passion, I guess, or a willingness to learn more. And so alongside my husband, he being a quarter Niuean, we felt it was important to take on the lessons.
So one thing to, you know, make the decision, but then overcoming the sort of barrier or fear or nerves, you know, for you, what was that sort of, okay, defining moment was like, no, I'm going to do this regardless?
I think it was just having a... just a strong confidence in my identity and knowing that I needed to do my part in order to help my children, because they're a mix. They're Cook Island Samoan Niuean. So I have a bigger responsibility to them. Sorry, apologies, my daughter. to, you know, give them.
Can you go to daddy?
To give the opportunity. Sorry. Apologies.
No,
that's life.
Yeah, that is life. And if baby comes in, that's all fine. Just, you know, let them sit with you while we tell Anoa. That's all good. Now, in terms of the classes with the Pasifika Education Centre, you said that you're doing the conversational classes. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you've been learning over the first 5 weeks of the course, please, Roxanne?
So we, first of all, start off with informal and formal greeting, vocab, basic day-to-day vocab, and then we explore more of the Niuean landmarks, traditions, cultural events, food. So that's where we're at so far. And it's also a great opportunity and a platform for a lot of our students to discuss any questions, just their opinions and their point of view as well, having experienced some of these traditional experiences. So it's a good forum for us.
For you, how has the journey, how's the experience been 5 weeks in?
Yeah, so at this point, it's what I appreciate about it is that we you hear other people's experiences. And because we started off doing the basic course, so we're all very much new, very little Whangahau Niue, and then when you progress to the next class, the everyday conversation, then you hear a little bit more in-depth knowledge and history and culture, which makes the journey way more you appreciate it a bit more, because you see the growth from going from the basic to the next level. And you're like, yes, okay, I am learning something. I do know a little bit more than before. So it's obviously working. Yeah.
What have been some of the conversations or when others are sharing their experiences similar to yours in terms of coming, well, coming to the classes, wanting to learn more about their Niuean identity?
Yeah, very much similar, which is good. So I mean that I'm the correct protocols when it comes to, you know, the around the kai and even the hair cutting ceremonies, the amounts of money that are donated during these events, you know, it's quite overwhelming. I kind of wonder how that happens, but it does. But no, all very similar. And a lot of the students are, it'll be quite new to them. So we come from all different kind of journeys at this stage. Yeah.
What have been some of the challenges for you taking part in the classes, Roxanne?
No particular challenges, because we knew going into it that we had to kind of quickly overcome any fears or not knowing enough. So overcoming those, I guess they were challenges, but we knew coming into it that we just had to dive in, you know, jump into the deep end and just go for it, because the more you learn, the closer you get to understanding your heritage, understanding the spirit of your ancestors, and so the challenges become very minute to what the ultimate goal is, and that's the main thing we focus on.
What is that ultimate goal for you?
To move to Niue. To hopefully be in Niue and be able to converse with, you know, our people, to have conversations with our elders. I'm at a church at the main ward, and, you know, I see the barrier, and I see these elderly sisters sitting next to me, and I'm like, they are filled with knowledge and stories, and I don't know how to converse with them. So I owe it not just to myself, but to my kids, because they're second generation Niueans, so NZ born Niueans. So yeah, we've got to do our part.
It's interesting you bring that up, Roxanne, because, you know, a number of conversations I've had with New Zealand-born Niueans over the years talking about this desire to move back to Niue. Where does that pull come from for you?
Well, initially, it was my husband. He had a desire. He received revelation to take our family back home because it's the land of our ancestors. For me, a bit hesitant, because you leave all the comforts, you know, of the city life. But I knew I had to just have faith and continue and pray and understand the importance of why we'd move. I hope one day, you know, this COVID thing kind of eases down and we can go. That would be a huge blessing if we could relocate, even if just for a year. Just give our kids a year, you know, so then they can then make a decision later on in life if they want to come back to NZ and do schooling here, or if they want to stay in Niue. But to give them a taster, you know, of what they're about.
If experience is anything to go by with other conversations I've had, yeah, that was the intention, and then next minute 10 plus years being, you know, loving the island life, so you never know. Now, you know, for you as a New Zealand born a new way, and what, in terms of some of the, you know, the conversations, whether it be within your friends or family networks, and just in terms of wanting to learn more about the culture and the language, was it ever like a big emphasis?
Yeah, absolutely. Because when you find yourself in whether it be a traditional ceremony or gathering, or whether it just be at your family's having a kai, when you can't participate or understand fully the conversations, the messages, whether it be at church, when you can't understand it properly, you feel disconnected. But where I'm, and that was then, but now it's more about just allowing, it's a different level of understanding. It's just allowing the words to kind of be absorbed in, hearing it, and then take it in, and then you kind of get the general feeling. It's, I don't know, I can't explain it properly, but you don't feel less connected, basically, is what I'm saying, is, yeah, because you appreciate the words that are being spoken, whether you understand it or not. Yeah, I don't feel so much of an outsider. Do you know what I mean? So I like to just appreciate the words, and then over time you kind of understand and learn. Yeah.
Tell me about your tutors and the environment that they create for you and your classmates in building confidence in the Wangahao Niue, Roxanne.
I love my tutor. Shout out to Meliua. She's brilliant. The class members, we're all at different levels, but we appreciate each other. It's a safe environment. We're able to ask, we're able to discuss, and there's a lot of interaction. So there's very little from the tutor, it's more from the student. Because the more we conversate, the more we speak the Wangahao Niue, the more we hear it, because everyone has a different pronunciation. And what Meliua does is she tries to bring it down to an everyday, like she gives us examples on how to pronunciate when words correct. And we have students who are half Māori. We have some who aren't Niuean, but they just have a love of languages. So it's encouraging, it's supportive. We have a great laugh. You know, we're funny people. Niueans are, we're a funny bunch. So it's, yeah, very good environment.
Of course, being Niue Language Week, Wangahao Niue, Roxanne, what is the, you know, the message today to our Niuean community, especially to our New Zealand-born Niueans tuning in, wanting to take that similar plunge to yourself, but maybe a bit nervous or fearful, you know, because it's always that thing of like, you know, oh, people laugh at me when I try and practice and things like that. What's your message today, Roxanne?
Embrace your culture, period. If you have confidence in your identity as a Niuean, then nothing can stop you from learning and becoming the best Niuean you can be. Not just to yourself, again, for your family, for the generations that to come, you know, after us. There are nerves, yes, there's that, you know, embarrassment level. Once you overcome that, your identity is in your control. And you have every right to learn, to progress, and to ask. Don't be put off by people who kind of look at you sideways and go, what did you say? You know, don't let that put you off, because I've been there, you know, and I've had the side eye look. And it's like, no, I'm Niuean through and through. And I'm grateful for it.
Very good.
Give it a go.
Give it a go indeed. Well, I can't let you go without maybe sharing. I know you've got your notebook there, so please, of course, being a Wangahao Niue student, maybe to share just a little something, even if it's okay. Just introducing yourself. Don't be shy. It's all good. It's all part of the learning process.
Okay. Whakalofa lei atu ko Lōsi, ko Hingo Hā, ko ko Roxanne Scanlon. Nofo au I Mangere Bridge, Oklana. Hau au he maanga ko Tuapa mō Lakipa. Whakau e lahi.
Whakau e lahi mahaki, mitaki lahi. Roxanne Scanlon, a Niue Wangahao student with PEC, Pacifica Education Centre. Been really blessed today, Roxanne, and wishing you and the rest of your class all the very best for your, you know, classes. God bless. Mm. Mōnui nā aho. Thank you.
Mōnui nā aho.